Penguin Random House Audio presents The Psychology Book, read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Psychology has a long past, but only a short history. Hermann Ebbinghaus. The first fact for us, then, as psychologists, is that thinking of some sort goes on. William James. If the 19th century was the age of the editorial chair, ours is the century of the psychiatrist's couch. Marshall McLuhan. The purpose of psychology is to give us a completely different idea of the things we know best. Paul Valéry. Among all the sciences, psychology is perhaps the most mysterious to the general public, and the most prone to misconceptions. Even though its language and ideas have infiltrated everyday culture, most people have only a hazy idea of what the subject is about and what psychologists actually do. For some, psychology conjures up images of people in white coats, either staffing an institution for mental disorders or conducting laboratory experiments on rats. Others may imagine a man with a Middle European accent psychoanalyzing a patient on a couch, or, if film scripts are to be believed, plotting to exercise some form of mind control. Although these stereotypes are an exaggeration, some truth lies beneath them. It is perhaps the huge range of subjects that fall under the umbrella of psychology, and the bewildering array of terms beginning with the prefix psych, that creates confusion over what psychology entails. Psychologists themselves are unlikely to agree on a single definition of the word. Psychology comes from the ancient Greek psyche, meaning soul or mind, and logia, a study or account, which seems to sum up the broad scope of the subject. But today, the word most accurately describes the science of mind and behavior. The new science. Psychology can also be seen as a bridge between philosophy and physiology, where physiology describes and explains the physical makeup of the brain and nervous system. Psychology examines the mental processes that take place within them, and how these are manifested in our thoughts, speech, and behavior. Where philosophy is concerned with thoughts and ideas, psychology studies how we come to have them and what they tell us about the workings of our minds. All the sciences evolved from philosophy by applying scientific methods to philosophical questions, but the intangible nature of subjects such as consciousness, perception, and memory meant that psychology was slow in making the transition from philosophical speculation to scientific practice. In some universities, particularly in the USA, psychology departments started out as branches of the philosophy department, while in others, notably those in Germany, they were established in the science faculties. But it was not until the late 19th century that psychology became established as a scientific discipline in its own right. The founding of the world's first laboratory of experimental psychology by Wilhelm Wundt at the University of Leipzig in 1879 marked the recognition of psychology as a truly scientific subject, and as one that was breaking new ground in previously unexplored areas of research. In the course of the 20th century, psychology blossomed. All of its major branches and movements evolved. As with all sciences, its history is built upon the theories and discoveries of successive generations, with many of the older theories remaining relevant to contemporary psychologists. Some areas of research have been the subject of study from psychology's earliest days, undergoing different interpretations by the various schools of thought, while others have fallen in and out of favor. But each time, they have exerted a significant influence on subsequent thinking and have occasionally spawned completely new fields for exploration. The simplest way to approach the vast subject of psychology for the first time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?